Chapter 11. A Mysterious Figure. The following Monday, Jonah decided that his life was a mess. After what Eric did to Nick, he hoped the other skaters might ask him to be their leader instead of Eric, but they didn't. Mr. Bird was still accused of theft, although Jonah was convinced he was innocent, and Valerie looked embarrassed every time she saw him. "I don't care," Jonah thought. "I'll just continue as usual. Skating always makes me feel better." It was the end of the afternoon, and the sky was already changing color when Jonah got to the parking lot. He skated between the rows of cars faster and faster. He skated backwards. He turned. He jumped. He forgot all his problems. It was now evening. The streetlights were lit, and Jonah continued to skate. He moved to another part of the parking lot. There were fewer cars there. He skated until it was dark and he didn't have any more energy. Then he took his bag and sat on a bench for a minute before removing his skates. Suddenly, Jonah heard the sound of rollerblade wheels on the asphalt. "Who can it be?" he thought. "It's very late to start skating." He didn't want anyone to see him. He didn't know why. So he hid behind a red sports car and looked over the top. Someone was going towards the north side of the school, near the maths and science classrooms. Jonah concentrated, trying to see in the dark. The mysterious figure ran along the side of the building and disappeared round a corner. Jonah removed his skates quickly and put on his sport shoes. He didn't want anyone to hear him. Then he ran towards the school building and went round the corner after the mysterious figure. No one was there, but a window was open. "What shall I do now?" Jonah thought. While he hesitated, he saw something on the ground, under the open window. He looked more closely. It was a new pair of rollerblades. At that moment, he heard a noise inside the building, so he turned and left. He didn't want the owner of the rollerblades to see him. The next day, Jonah couldn't concentrate in school. He was thinking about his discovery. He didn't notice the time passing, and every time the bell rang at the end of a lesson, he was surprised. At lunchtime, he wasn't hungry. He went to the cafeteria, but he didn't sit with his friends. He wanted to think. After lunch, the students had to present their computer projects. When it was Jonah's turn, he went to the front of the classroom and waited until Mrs. Watts, the substitute math teacher, nodded. "My subject is teenage crime," Jonah began. "I studied its causes and then analyzed the statistics. Here are my results." Jonah clicked a computer mouse and a graph appeared on a big screen next to him. Jonah pointed to the graph. "I put all the information on teenage crime into the computer," Jonah continued. "At first, it seemed to me that poverty was the major cause of crime, but it isn't. You can see in this graph that most teenagers from poor families don't steal, and that some teenage thieves come from well-off families. So my question is, why do more and more teenagers commit crimes?" Jonah clicked on his mouse again, and another graph appeared. "Look at this," he said, pointing to the graph. "When there's more divorce or separation in families, we see more teenage crime. Single-parent families have often got money problems, but not always. So my conclusion is that there's a greater probability of teenage crime in broken and single-parent families. But if that family has got money problems, the probability is even greater." Jonah took some papers from the table next to him and showed them to the class. "Here are all the statistics," he said. It didn't take long to do them on the computer. "That's it." He sat down. "Good work, Jonah," said Mrs. Watts. "You got interesting results." Jonah tried to feel happy, but he couldn't. He knew that he had something important to do. It was unpleasant, but he didn't have any choice. He raised his hand. "Yes, Jonah," said Mrs. Watts. "May I leave now?" he asked. "I have to see Principal Glenn." Mrs. Watts nodded, and Jonah left the room.